If you haven't heard it already, I came to tell you this morning that I'm just an echo of what Jesus already said. He said, peace, be still. I know you've been through the storm. I know you've been through the rain. I know that the water's overtaking your boat. I know that the waves are rocking you back and forth. I know that the winds are temperate. But guess what? Today, Jesus said, peace, be still, and the wind begin to cease. I want you to see something here. He said it'll keep your heart. In other words, when he gave the order, everything had no choice but to do what he said. He said it'll keep your heart. In other words, he'll gather around you so that you won't be bothered. Even though it's storming all around you, you shall not be moved. Even though the wind blowing all around you, you'll still stand the storm and rain. Come on and say yes in here. Give God some glory. He said it'll keep your heart. The heart is the seat of the beings, the whole being. The heart is where your whole being lies. It is the very inner part of your being, spiritually and physically. So he said, no matter what comes spiritually and no matter what comes physically, the Lord is able to keep you. Somebody say yes. He'll keep you in perfect peace. If you can keep your mind stayed on him. Do I have anybody that said Jesus?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Canty, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Canty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Psalm, number 116. The book of Psalm, number 116. And I want us together just read verse 12. Verse 12. Psalm, number 116, verse 12. If you have it, say amen. Amen. Let's begin reading now. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. What shall I render? What shall I render? This question here is one that we want to look into, because it is not only a question asked by the psalmist, but it is a question we should ask ourselves. Because when he talks about this question, it is a question that mirrors the reality of every believer alive today. What shall I render for all the benefits that he has given to me? To me. Toward me means to me. Toward me. And one of the things that I want you to see in the text, brothers and sisters, as we look at this psalm, is really having so much to be thankful for. He starts off in the beginning talking about he loves the Lord because he heard his cry. He inclined his ear unto him. Have you ever had an occasion to call on the Lord and it was at a time you needed him the most? It might have been in the wee hours of the morning. It may have been on a lonely highway. It may have been in a place where you felt like no one could reach you, could touch you, could see you, but you knew God could. Have you ever been in a place where you called on the Lord, and if you ever needed him to hear you, it was at that time? And wonderfully is it to know that God heard you, because that was a peace when he inclined his ear unto you, heard you, heard your cry, understood your complaint, and was there to comfort you. There are so many things that the psalmist is talking about here that brings him up to verse 12. And it'll do you well when you get home to read these 11 verses that precede verse 12 to get a fuller understanding of why he asks this question. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? There are three things I want us to pull out of this text. The first thing I need you to see is it's personal. What shall I? Now, you know, there comes a time in every life where no one else can speak for you. No one else can give an account for you. No one else can tell God for you, thank you, like you can do. Sometime that reaches a point in your life where God wants to hear personally from you. Mama can't pray for you and tell him like, thank you, like God wants to hear from you. Daddy can't do it. The preacher can't. Prayer warriors can't. Others can't. God wants to hear some things from you. You remember the story with Jesus healing the 10 lepers? And he tells them, go show yourself to the priest. And all 10 of them had leprosy. They were all mangled and they were all deformed, afflicted. But as they began to walk, they began to see the manifestation of their healing. They were able to walk with ease. They were able to begin flowing. And you know what the old saint said, I looked at my hands and my hands looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. And so as they began to walk and walk and walk and they realized they were being healed as they walked, they ran further and further. But one turned around and came back to Jesus and fell down at Jesus' feet, giving praise to God. And Jesus asks him a question. Where are the nine? Where are the nine? But do you know why he could not answer? Because it was personal. He could only answer Hello, somebody. And that comes a time in your life you can't speak for nobody but yourself. Second thing about this question is, not only was it personal, but it was probing. It was probing. It wasn't a surface question. It was a deep question. It was something far deep underneath the skin. It was something folk couldn't see. It was something folk couldn't read. It was something folk didn't know. It was a probing question that only the psalmist knew about. How many of you know there are some things that happen in our lives? People can be right there with you and don't even know what you're going through. I mean, they can be walking with you, talking with you. You can have an experience and they never even know it. And so the psalmist is asking a probing question to himself. A probing question. In other words, he's thinking of the goodness of the Lord to him beyond this moment. He's thinking about the times when he was sick and afflicted. He's thinking about the times when he was captured and could have been killed. He's thinking about the times when war was upon him. He's thinking about the times that God delivered him and gave him power to accomplish and to conquer certain things. He's thinking about the things that could have taken him out before he ever got to this point. And so when he began to think about all of these things that he's gone through, his heart is filled with joy that is unspeakable. His heart is filled with gratitude and thanksgiving, so much so that he cannot just speak about those things that are surface, but he goes deep down underneath the skin. Things that bring tears to his eyes, and folk want to know why he's crying. But he's not crying because anything is wrong. He's just crying because the feelings are so strong of what God has done for him. And he counted himself unworthy. Has the Lord ever been so good to you, you just felt like you didn't deserve those blessings? Can we just be honest and real? Has the Lord ever just blessed you and you know in your own heart of hearts, God, I thank you because I know I don't deserve the blessings you bestowed upon you. I know I don't deserve you being good as you've been to me. Look beyond my fault and met my need. I know, God, that you bless me beyond what I ever. Has he ever been good to anybody like that? You can sit up here and look all pious and holier than thou, like you deserve every blessing God has given you, but you know what the devil is, and you are too. Because we don't deserve any of the goodness of the Lord. He blesses us because he is good. He is, matter of fact, Jesus said, there's no man that's good, so let's keep it real. Whatever goodness you have comes from him that placed it in you. Paul said, there is no good thing in me, that is, in my flesh. I ain't trying to fool nobody. You want to talk about sinners? I am chief of sinners. and look at what he could do with a chief sinner. Y'all not hearing me this morning. So it's a probing question. But then thirdly, it's a powerfully purposeful question. He's not asking just to be asking. What shall I render? The very word render means to give back. The word render means to replace back. The word render means to offer back. In other words, there must be some payment in return for all God has done for me. I've got to do something. When he's blessed you like he's blessed the psalmist, when he's blessed you, when you know you don't deserve, you got to do something. What can I do to bless you? What can I do to bring you glory? What can I do to honor you, God? What can I do to show you how much I appreciate the hole you brought me out of? What can I do to say thank you for keeping my enemies from destroying me? What can I do for the favor and the doors you've opened up for me? What can I, y'all not hearing me this morning? For choosing me, the least of my father's children, to be the king of Israel, to prefer me over others who were preferred over me. What shall I render? And I think it's a powerfully purposeful question for every one of us. And I want you to see this, and I'm just going to touch on verse 2 and 3 because I'm closing now. Verse 2 says, I shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Why am I going to take the cup of salvation? Because the cup of salvation represented the helping hand of God. I will take the helping hand of God. Listen, I've come to myself. I've come to my senses. I realize that I am what I am by the grace of God. I realize if it wasn't for the Lord who was on my side, I never could have made it thus far. I realize if he wouldn't have picked me up and turned me around, I'd still be in the muck and mire. I realize if it hadn't been for God's help, I'd still be messed up. So I take the hand of help, which is salvation from God, my deliverer. Not only does it mean soul deliverance, but it means situational deliverances. He's delivered me out of so much stuff, I can't even name it all. Stuff I got myself into, stuff that I was thrown into, stuff I found myself into, but he delivered me out of all of it. That's reason to give him praise right there. How many of you made some bad choices and God got you out them bad choices? You made some bad decisions, but in spite of those bad decisions, God turned it around and worked it out for your good. Y'all going to talk to me in the house? What shall I render? And many times we sit in God's house acting holier than thou, pious, can't open up our mouths when we know we're on the brink of a breakdown if the Lord don't step in and fix it right now for us. So what do I render? Look at what verse 14 says. I will pay my vows unto the Lord. Listen at this. When? When? One more time. Now, let me just help you explain what this means right quick. He says, I will pay my vows. A vow is an oath or a promise that you will do something or that you come in agreement with something. And so here the psalmist is saying, I vow, God, to pay my vow, here it is, of praise to you for what you've done for me. How many, you used to hear the old saying say, I promised the Lord if he would save my soul, I'd serve him for the rest of, if I have any witnesses here, for the rest of my life. Some of us have said, Lord, I promise you, if you give me this promotion, I'll pay my tithe. Some folks say, Lord, I promise you, if you do this for me, I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll be, we make vows to God. But Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 5 says, better that we speak not a vow than to speak a vow and don't keep a vow. In other words, the son of this man said, listen, you need to come to the point where if you don't plan on backing up what you say, then shut up. In other words, if you're not going to back up what you promised God, don't promise God. Because God is looking for payment. Did you hear what I said? I said, when you promise God you're going to do something, God is expecting you to do it. Listen, and here he says this. He says, I will pay my vows unto who? This ain't to man. That's why I got a problem with God being good to every one of us in the house, but only some of us can get up on our feet, clap our hands, open up our mouths, and give him praise. When everybody in the house, he woke up this morning. When everybody in the house, he blessed with a reasonable portion of health and strength, you'll sit here on these pews. When everybody in the house, the Lord has given strength to be able to open your mouth and give him praise, and yet many times you sit and look like God don't deserve your praise. Listen, he says this, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now. I'm not going to defer it. See, a whole lot of you defer your praise, your vows, till you get home. You don't want nobody to see you cry. You don't want nobody to see you shout. You don't want to see nobody to see you rejoice. You don't want nobody to see you get happy. You don't want nobody to see you feel good. But you don't say that when your favorite team is winning and you act a fool in the stands and you shout and you dance and you wave and you do all of that for folk who don't even know your name. And the God who did all that he does for you can't get a good praise out of your mouth. Something's wrong with that picture. He says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I don't care nothing about nobody watching me cry. Especially when there are tears of joy. It does not bother me. If somebody's watching me rejoice in front of God and they so happen to be a spectator, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Have I got a witness? Ah. I said, you don't know what the Lord has done for me. I don't know what the Lord has done for you. But if I had a witness, somebody ought to be able to wave their hands. Somebody ought to be able to shout for joy. Somebody ought to be able to stand on their feet. Somebody ought to be able to give him praise for all of the things God has done for them. Give him praise in his house. Just a reminder. What shall I render unto the Lord? God is looking for your praise. He wants your praise. The person in front of you, behind you, on the side of you, can't praise him for you. He wants your praise. He wants to hear you tell him, God, you've been good to me. He wants to hear you say, thank you, God. He wants to hear you say, glory to God. He wants to hear you say, hallelujah, God. He wants to hear you say, praise the Lord for what he's done for you. And so what he makes clear is he's going to give God his due. What can you give God that God doesn't already have? He said if he was hungry, he wouldn't tell you. Because you couldn't do nothing about it. But what you could do, what you can do, is give him sincere, genuine praise. Genuine praise. God, you've been so good. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. That's just how good you've been. It doesn't matter who see you. Listen. In the midnight hours, when you called on him, he heard you. And so you ought to be able to, in the midst of the public, in the presence of all his people, tell him thank you. Because that may be somebody who don't know how good God is. And he needs a witness. I said he needs a witness. He needs somebody he's blessed to say, I am blessed of the Lord. I am healed of the Lord. I am delivered of the Lord. He needs somebody whom he has done this for to speak on his behalf. Grateful. Grateful.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray